Anyhow, if you would, for me and for the others, I know they're taking this on recorders. If you would talk about the fact that where you are right now. I know you didn't expect this.
Well, look, I think you start the season and you never go into it thinking that you're going to be sitting at 2-4. Obviously, we dug ourselves into a hole. We've had three tough losses. You know, we haven't been able to finish games. So we've got to look closely at doing a better job of that, making sure that we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Last week was extremely disappointing just with the way we had played most of that game and then just how it finished. So, look, the only way I know how to remedy that is to get back to work and do a better job coaching, better job executing, and find a way to get our third win.
What about Drew Brees? I know he's lower in the passer ratings than he has been traditionally. Are there any holes in his game, or how would you explain where he is right now?
No, I don't think so. I think I would say this. Oftentimes that quarterback position is a byproduct of a lot of things. You know, how you're playing overall as a team. You know, when you find yourself behind, then you become one-dimensional. It becomes tougher to play that position. I think his preparation, his work, and what we're seeing on a daily basis is the same consistent, outstanding player that we haven't ever gotten or taken for granted, but that we've grown accustomed to. So I think it starts with the team. You know, when you start detailing the little things. I thought the way he played last week in Detroit, obviously at the very end, you know, he has the one interception, but he was outstanding in that game. I think that, you know, we've got to, number one, find a way to play a little bit better complementary football, both offensively and defensively. And then we certainly got to do a better job with our takeaways and our giveaways.
These two teams, Saints and Packers, played great games in 11 and 12 here at Lambeau, and now you get them in New Orleans for this one. Could you talk about what these two teams have established as far as playing great football games?
Well, there's some similarities in that. Look, Mike and I both got hired, you know, at the same time, you know, in 2006. And, you know, I'm sure the challenge there, the same way it was here, is, you know, putting your stamp on a program. And, you know, they were able to find a quarterback that was going to be able to replace Brett, and we were able to find Drew. And you know, I think both programs since that time frame, if you date back to 06, played in two championship games, won a Super Bowl, have won a number of playoff games. And so I think we played in total four games, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, the more recent ones, I wasn't here for the 12 game, but the 11 game was, you know, right after their Super Bowl season. And that ended up being right down to the wire. And I know the 12 game, just from watching it, was the same. So, you know, it's going to be important for us, certainly when you look at how Green Bay's playing right now, just in this last four-game stretch, they're playing as good a football as anyone.
You know, your last few games together, I mean, they've all been shootouts. And is it just as simple as the quarterbacks, or is there something you can point to that goes beyond that factor?
Well, I think each game can take on kind of a shape of its own. You know, it's easy to say, well, you start with both teams have had good offenses, and yet just as we say that, you could end up finding yourself in one of those 17, 13 games. I think it really just depends, but you know, there were big plays back in 11. I think there were returns, both kickoff and punt returns for big scores. Field position shifted, you know, and so each week it can be different. But I think that certainly there's some similarities in the fact that you got, you know, veteran, outstanding quarterbacks, certainly experienced offenses, and then, you know, again, you hope you make enough plays. You hope you have a chance to take the ball away and protect the football. The details, regardless of the type game that unfolds, the details will be real important.
Sean, defensive preparation with a guy like Rodgers who makes so many decisions at the line of scrimmage based on what he sees, how difficult is that?
Well, it's challenging in that, number one, replicating that look on the scout team isn't always as easy as you think. Then number two, you know, I think that you recognize defensively if you're going to try to sub guys in to give guys breathers, you got to be real mindful of it, or, you know, he's sharp enough to get back on the ball, snap it, and catch you with too many men on the field. So you got to find a way to make it unsettling or more comfortable. That's not always easy to do, you know, but it starts with more, not so much the pace, but the execution. When you're looking at a guy like Aaron, his ability to get to the right play and then his ability to make a play when it breaks down. The outside guys are playing extremely well. Obviously, that unit is an entirety is playing well. So, you know, hopefully the crowd noise is a factor and that, you know, we're able to slow that pace down some, but they've been doing a real good job of it lately.
You know, if I can go back to the shootouts thing one for a second here, do you find yourself coaching differently when you expect a game to go one way or the other, whether it's, you know, an offense, a couple offensive shootout, maybe you expect it to go the other way, but you find yourself coaching differently when the expectation is there's going to be a bunch of points scored?
Well, I think, I don't know. I think you go into a game with what your mindset is or how you'd like to see a game unfold with a plan. And yet, you know, with the experience of doing this a while now, you recognize that those things can change quickly. And so I think you got to pay close attention to what's happening during that game as much as the preparation leading up to it and what your plan was for that game. And so that answers your question. I don't think you go in saying, all right, this is a game we want to make this way. Certainly there are things you look at trying to take away, trying to eliminate, and then, you know, is it complementing what we're doing defensively? I think one of the big things for us and for teams in this league is making sure that not only the kicking game, but the offense and defense are playing a complementary game.
Who's kind of carrying the mantle for you defensively this season, Sean?
Well, you're asking who's playing well. I would say this. Curtis Lofton inside was outstanding last week. Keenan Lewis has been a player we put a lot on as a corner. You know, he gets a lot of the matchups that are oftentimes challenging. I thought our front played better last week. But overall, I think that last week was the first game in which I felt like we really played good team defense for 90% of the game, and yet at the end, there's some big plays we gave up, but I felt like we saw something that was different than we had earlier in the year.
I was going to ask about the defense. What has been the disconnect after, you know, a really good season for you guys last year?
Well, it's, you know, you're trying to find that consistency of execution. There's a handful of guys that are new to the lineup. There's some veteran guys that were here that are no longer here, and yet we're at this point in the season now. We're 6 weeks in where I think this group is anxious to kind of earn their way, if you will.
Kind of, an obvious question here, but, you know, what does Jimmy Graham mean for you guys? And, you know, I'm sure you've probably taken out that Green Bay's had some struggles with tight ends here this season.
Well, he's a big target. He can run. He does a lot of things extremely well. He handles man-to-man coverage. He a lot of times gets different matchups. But his throwing radius and where you can throw the ball to him is outstanding. I know that there's a ton of confidence that Drew has and where he'll be in regards to how he'll run routes. You know, they spend a lot of time together, not only during the work week, but post-practice on specific things that they want to get accomplished in the game.
Sean, are you in any way a different coach after you were asked to take that year off?
Oh, I think you can't help but be to some degree. You know, I had an opportunity to coach my son's sixth grade team, so I was the offensive coordinator for a year, and it ended up being, you know, it's sometimes it's interesting how things work out, but for me personally, there were a lot of things that you came away from that were beneficial, you know, and having that opportunity to not only be at every practice, be involved in putting together a little playbook and being, you know, coaching those kids at that age and seeing your son, oftentimes, you know, we're in a very selfish industry that you find out about things via phone call or text message or a picture, and you're not there firsthand to experience it. And so there are a lot of those moments that that I'll cherish.
How'd your son's team do?
We did well. We went all the way to the Super Bowl, and then we lost to this wing T or single wing team that I still haven't found the football yet.
Beat by a throwback, huh?
Does the Super Bowl seem like a 100 years ago now? And at some point or at some level, are you surprised that you're fighting to get back to that level again? That's kind of the same deal here, I suppose, too.
Well, I think this, and I use this analogy, you know, when you accomplish that, you know, you see the old Rocky movies running around trying to catch a chicken, and then when you catch it, they ask you to just let it go and start chasing it again. And so I think having had a chance to experience it, you become that much more determined to get back there again because you recognize it was far better and exceeded expectations than anyone could have described. And so there's a lot of new faces. Obviously, when you look at the roster now, there's not a defensive player on our team from the 09 season, and you're really getting to a handful of guys, six or seven total, that were here during that season. So you recognize, though, how challenging it is and yet how worth it, you know, the journey it is.
For the in the interest of time, I'll just kind of lump these guys together, some local ties here with, you know, how are Ken Stills and Nick Toon developed, and what are you missing without Jairus Byrd?
Well, you know, take Jairus Byrd. You know, he's someone that we targeted in the offseason. We think he's an elite free safety with great ball skills. He's someone that's smart, has had great ball production in his career, not just in interceptions, but also caused fumbles. So, you know, that's a Pro Bowl caliber player. And quickly you move on and make sure the next guy up is ready. With regards to some of the receivers you talked about, Nick is doing a real good job. You know, one of the challenges right now is just our depth at that position. Kenny Stills is someone who had a pretty good game last week, one of his better games, if not his best game this season so far. But we feel like we got some young receivers that are getting acclimated to what we do, and yet there's still a veteran presence. But that slowly began to change.
You've obviously had some success with kind of overcoming some slow starts in the past. What does Sunday night mean to you?
Well, look, it's the next opportunity, and I think more than anything, this is a challenging job week to week. You know, it's a bit of a grind. The players know it, the coaches know it, and it becomes certainly a little bit more palatable when you win a football game or you begin to put a few wins together. You know, and so I think that your preparation, all the work that goes in, you want to come away with the result.